This is a statement of purpose for the Millfield Retirement Home in Keswick. The Millfield exists for the benefit of its residents. We are a home from home where residents are assured of safety and comfort. Our objectives are to support our residents in enjoying life and in maintaining their dignity, independence and individuality. To these ends, the Millfield operates with transparency and welcomes the involvement of the wider community. We also offer care for respite residents and day guests. Millfield offers the facilities we all expect from our homes these days, with the modifications necessary to support people of varying physical abilities. All our 44 bedrooms are equipped with hand basins, and the majority have ensuite toilets. 17 of the bedrooms have full ensuite facilities, including wet rooms or walk-in showers. There are two communal-assisted bathrooms, both of which are fitted with state-of-the-art hydraulic baths with chairlift, which ensures even the least physically able resident can still enjoy the simple pleasure of a warm bath. In addition, there is a large, specially adapted shower room on the ground floor and numerous lavatories distributed around the house. Mobility. Residents are encouraged to move around and make full use of the communal space in the house. There is a 5-person passenger lift to all floors, as well as stair lifts at the front of the house to help residents get around. Most of the ground floor is communal space. There are 3 lounges, including 2 large TV lounges and the Tranquil Pink Lounge, which is a wonderful place for entertaining guests. Residents may also have TVs in their rooms if they wish. There is also a large conservatory with extensive views over the garden, where activities and functions are regularly carried out. At the heart of the house is the dining room. This used to be a ballroom and now offers a generous space where residents may eat together or at separate tables as they choose. One entire wall is decorated with an outstanding mural depicting Lake Derwentwater. There is also a specially designed residence kitchen where residents are encouraged to carry out supervised kitchen activities. Communications. Residents of the Millfield are encouraged to stay in touch with friends, family and their official representatives as much as possible by phone, post, fax or the internet. Assistance is available to help make use of these services if required. Visitors are welcome at all reasonable times in residence rooms or any of the lounges. Refreshments are usually available and, with prior notice, meals may be taken with residents. The landline phone is available at all times. Individual lines connected in residence rooms are available by special arrangement. There are also fax and internet connections. Residents are welcome to use their own mobile phones. Although, as anyone who lives in the lakes knows, the network signals can be a little variable. Outdoor space. The large sheltered gardens at the front of the house retain their Georgian charm and include an ornamental lawn, lots of shrubs, trees and a patio. There are benches and seating dotted around, making the gardens a lovely place to take the air in good weather, offering an opportunity to relax and enjoy watching the wide variety of birds that visit. A tarmacked path allows wheelchair users easy access around the garden, and a raised flower bed has been provided for all green-fingered residents to plant and tend to their favourite shrubs. There are 3 on-site parking spaces to the front of the property, including a dedicated disabled parking space for visiting relatives and friends, who are always made welcome, and free on-street parking is also available at the side and back of the house. Special services. Care plans. Every resident and day guest of the Millfield has a care plan, compiled with the involvement of the residents or daycare client, their relatives, GP and social worker, where appropriate. The plan includes a relevant social and medical history, preferences around daily routine and diet, social interests and activities, contacts, i.e. family and friends, and arrangements for attending religious services. It also contains practical details, including a risk assessment and management plan, as well as GP, community nursing or therapeutic services required. Each resident is allocated their own key worker, a member of the care staff who is specifically responsible for reviewing that resident's needs and updating their care plan on a monthly basis in consultation with the management team and relatives if requested by the resident. Catering. The Millfield has a large, modern, fully equipped kitchen staffed by 2 chefs and a dedicated support staff. Menus are planned on a weekly basis and offer a choice of main courses each day. Daily menus are posted in the dining room and residents and day guests are free to make their own choice of food and where to eat. Breakfast is served either in residents' rooms or in the dining room, according to preference. Lunch is taken in the dining room or beach lounge, unless residents prefer to dine in private or if individual needs make this necessary. Drinks and snacks are provided at certain times between meals and at any time on request. Special dietary needs are similarly accommodated, and dietetic and speech and swallowing therapists are also available through GP referrals where necessary. Birthdays are usually celebrated with a cake, cards and a special buffet with drinks, including wine. Relatives are invited and other family celebrations can be facilitated on request. Laundry. Linen and clothing are laundered on site by the care staff and or housekeepers. However, for health and safety reasons, this area is off limit to residents. Minor repairs to clothing are carried out by staff as and when required. Cleaning. The housekeeping team cleans throughout the week all over the home, including residents' rooms. In addition, residents' rooms receive a top and bottoming session when furniture is moved for a thorough cleaning on a regular basis. Before a new resident moves in, their bedroom is inspected and usually refurbished. The new resident also receives a welcome gift of flowers, basket of fruit or chocolates. Security. For security and fire safety, visitors and guests are politely requested to sign in and out using the register in the main entrance. The front and rear entrance doors are provided with external numeric keypads. Residents may hold a key and lock their rooms if they wish, unless this would be against the interests of their personal safety. Each bedroom provides a lockable facility for safe custody of medicines if required. Residents are requested to inform staff on leaving and returning to the house for security and fire and safety reasons. Management of personal monies. A lockable facility can be made available in a resident's bedroom for storing valuables on request. However, residents are advised not to keep large sums of cash in their rooms. The manager will hold money and keep an account for an individual's minor day-to-day expenses. In the case of more substantial sums, it is preferable for a relative or person with power of attorney to handle personal money. General maintenance, health and safety. Maintenance of the house and grounds is carried out in accordance with all relevant environmental, health and safety regulations, including monitoring and testing fire safety, electrical, gas, water, lighting and heating systems. Regular fire drills and training are carried out for the safety of residents and staff. Life at the Millfield. The Millfield is registered to provide 45 places for men and women who require personal care. The population currently ranges from people in their mid-50s to over 100 years of age. We also offer daycare to people in this same age group. The typical profile of a Millfield resident is that of an older person who, due to changing physical ability or developing manageable forms of dementia, wishes or needs to live in a community where they receive specialised support. The Millfield provides a safe, comfortable environment for older people with a range of needs, from those who visit on a daycare basis to 24/7 care, including meals, laundry and cleaning services. However, the home and staff are not registered or equipped to provide nursing care. The Millfield strives to provide continuous care to residents for life, working towards this goal with GPs, community nursing and allied professional teams who provide advice and prescribed medicines. Respite care. A respite care service is provided for people requiring care for short periods of time, ranging from a few days to several weeks. This service is subject to the availability of a suitable bedroom for the required period of time and a satisfactory pre-assessment. One of the bedrooms at the Millfield has been contracted with Cumbria County Council to provide only respite care. The placement of respite residents in this room may be arranged through adult social care, who can be contacted on 01768 812063. Activities and participation. Residents and day guests are welcome to take part in a range of organised activities. There are weekly exercise classes, dominoes and Scrabble groups, regular visits from professional entertainers, as well as staff organised entertainment and a regular library service. Main holidays and birthdays merit special celebrations, and there are biannual parties where everyone, including the local community, is invited to join in. Activities are announced on the notice board, along with photographs and reports of recent events, and residents are asked for their suggestions. Activities and hobbies are encouraged and support is given for these as required. Keswick Town has a well-respected theatre, a music society, arts club, bridge club, library, women's institute and a male voice choir. Residents who wish to take part in the social life of the town are helped with transport, as well as supported in making other outings such as healthcare appointments, etc. The residents' meeting, held every 6 months, provides a forum for debate where people can express ideas, suggestions and criticisms. Residents are encouraged to communicate freely with staff and management at all times and to bring up any issues or concerns as they arise. Visitors. Residents are encouraged to have as much contact with family and friends as possible. Visitors are welcome whenever it is convenient for the resident, and residents are free to choose whether to entertain their guests in the privacy of their own room, and are assisted to do so if required, or in the communal areas. Guests are welcome to join in meals with residents. Visitors who would be arriving after 9 p.m. are asked to make a prior arrangement, and all visitors are required to sign in and out for fire safety and security. Residents are asked to inform staff when they are going out and give an approximate time of return if possible, purely in the interests of their own safety. Relatives' inclusion. Relatives of residents have access to the management and care team for informal or more formal pre-arranged meetings. There is also an official biannual meeting where relatives of an individual resident are invited to share their thoughts and feelings about the services and care provided and discuss any changes or improvements they would wish to make. Religious observance. It is the Millfields policy to support all residents and day guests' spiritual convictions, whatever their religious persuasion. Residents and daycare clients are encouraged to attend religious services both at the Millfield and off-site if they wish, and assistance can be arranged to help them do this if required. Privacy and dignity. The management and staff of the Millfield know it is essential that care never means condescension. Residents and daycare clients must be treated with respect. Thus, they are addressed in their preferred manner and are provided with services that respect their beliefs and their rights. Residents are offered keys to their rooms, except when this may compromise the resident's safety, and access by authorised staff in the absence of the resident is by permission only or in an emergency. Staff knock and introduce themselves before entering bedrooms, bathrooms and toilets. Where intimate personal care is required, residents and daycare clients are assisted in privacy, away from other residents or visitors, in a way which minimises their exposure or vulnerability, i.e. using appropriate lifting equipment or care aids. Respect. When addressing a resident or daycare client, staff ensure their behaviour is appropriate, such as not sharing personal information in public, and by supporting the resident's ability to understand, which may simply mean making sure a hearing aid is in place and switched on. Residents and daycare guests are equipped, encouraged and assisted to carry out as much as possible for themselves. Where they are unable to carry out any task or function, they are involved in the management of it. Accommodation. There are 43 single bedrooms and one twin bedroom spread over three floors. Most of the bedrooms exceed government guidelines in size. 36 bedrooms have ensuite facilities and all have a hand basin or vanity unit. Four bedrooms are below 10 square metres, measuring 9.3, 9.2, 8 and 7.8 square metres respectively. The occupancy of these is determined by an assessment of mobility and the degree of assistance required by a potential occupant. Seven rooms measure 10 square metres to 12 square metres. 33 are larger than 12 square metres and the twin room exceeds 17 square metres. Of the total 44 bedrooms, 19, which is 43%, are on a ground floor, including 10 in the beach extension and 5 in the Blencathra extension. All residence rooms are fitted with call units, as are bathrooms, lavatories and communal areas. In addition to their own rooms, the Millfield offers residents an equipped treatment room for attention by doctors and district nurses, a large garden lounge with TV viewing area, a large dining room with a choice of shared or separate tables, the airy, high-ceilinged, wood-beamed beach lounge with TV viewing area and dining tables, a wide 25-metre-long skylit roaming walkway with two small sitting rest areas, a residence kitchen, a tranquil pink lounge, a large light conservatory, attractive gardens and patio areas to relax in. Fire precautions and emergencies. The Millfield meets the most stringent fire safety regulations. There is an integrated fire alarm system with smoke detectors in every bedroom, in addition to smoke or heat detectors, emergency lighting, clearly marked emergency exits, fire doors and alarm call points throughout the building. There are up-to-date fire plans in the building. All staff receive regular training and practice in fire containment and evacuation procedures and take part in fire drills. Staff are also trained in the handling of other emergencies, such as enlisting the assistance of ambulance or police services. Admissions policy. On applying for residency at the Millfield, an assessment of the applicant's needs is carried out to ensure that the facilities and care offered are appropriate for that person and that we will be able to fulfil our mission to accommodate that individual in comfort and safety. The assessment of needs is carried out by the manager or a designated senior member of care staff against set criteria. Contract. On coming to live at the Millfield, each resident is provided with a statement of terms and conditions. Where the resident is purchasing care privately, this forms part of their contract. Where social services are acting on behalf of the resident, the contract is with them. Placement reviews. Residents' placement and care plans are reviewed monthly. Where appropriate, and with the resident's agreement, relatives are welcome to be involved. A satisfaction survey is carried out by the manager annually, and residents or their relatives are invited to speak to the registration authority at their annual inspection. Complaints policy. A copy of the complaints policy is provided to all new residents at the Millfield, and an abbreviated version is kept on the notice board. This details the various ways in which complaints or concerns can be raised with staff, the role of management, written complaints procedure, and the involvement of CQC. Management and staff. Management. The registered manager of the Millfield is Mrs. Val Loan. Mrs. Loan has over 17 years' experience in the care and auxiliary services. She holds a performance management diploma, is a manual handling training instructor, and has an MVQ in leadership and management in care. The deputy manager is Mrs. Hilary Harrison, who has worked in care for over 12 years, having managed a 31-bed home in the Isle of Man. She holds an NVQ3 in health and social care and is a trained NVQ assessor. Care staffing. Personal care and other services are delivered by dedicated teams of staff who receive training in all aspects of their work, including our philosophy of care, as well as mandatory health and safety training. As a member of the National Care Homes Association, the Millfield has ready access to the care certificate training programs. Some of our care staff have a nursing qualification. Most of the remainder already have, or are working towards achieving, NVQ qualification at a minimum of level 2. Staffing levels ensure that residents have access to staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mrs. Loan, in her role of head of care, identifies staff training and residents' care planning. Catering. Two chefs cover 7 days, assisted by full-time and part-time kitchen assistants. Domestic. We have dedicated full-time housekeepers. Maintenance. The maintenance of house and grounds is carried out by a dedicated maintenance staff member, with certain works contracted out to relevantly qualified professionals as the need arises. Other staff. A number of community services are available to residents on a regular basis, including GP and district nurse visits, plus community healthcare services as and when required, with weekly visits by private chiropodists, together with the NHS nail care service, and hairdressers. Recruitment of staff and volunteers is undertaken in accordance with the requirements of the CQC in respect of Department of Barring and Screening checks, references and induction. Registration. The Millfield is registered with the Care Quality Commission. The address is CQC North West Region, Citygate, Gallowgate, Newcastle-upon-Tyne, NE14PA. Telephone 030 00 616161. Registration category, accommodation for persons who require nursing or personal care. Registered number of residential care places, 45 persons. Certificate of registration number 1-16728-1457, dated 6th of December 2010. Originally registered in 1998, re-registered in 2010 under new CQC registration requirements. The registered provider is Cumbria Nursing Services, Millfield Limited. The nominated individual is Mr. V. Daswani, Bachelor of Education. CQC Provider ID 1-101620281. CQC Location ID 1-11307-3175. The company registered office is at Linton House, 23 Mapesbury Road, London, NW24HS. Contact details. The Millfield Retirement Home, 28 Penrith Road, Keswick, Cumbria, CA12 4HB. Telephone 01768772099. Fax 01768772526. Email millfieldkeswick@aol.com. Website www.livingdevelopments.com. How to get to the Millfield? By road. Take the M6 to Junction 40, then the A66 signed to Keswick. Go through one roundabout, leave the A66 for the A591 Penrith Road. The Millfield sits prominently on the main route through Keswick, on the A591 Penrith Road Blencathra Street Junction. By rail. The nearest railway station is Penrith. From there, take the X4 or X5 bus to Workington. Ask the driver for the Millfield in Keswick on the Penrith Road opposite Fitz Park.